back to Lexington, Ellis.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Thank you. First time here at the radio station. We're excited about it. We've been playing your newest record with great happiness and I'm enjoying the heck out of it. And you only do weekend tours, right?
Yeah, I'm just going out Friday to Sunday generally, but every weekend almost.
Kind of lapping over into the beginning of the week, though.
Yeah.
Thank you for
today,
doing
it. Yeah.
Very good. We're going to talk about your roots and who your influences are in just a couple of minutes, but first, let's get a live one from you. What are you going to play?
It's called Rose Tattoo. It's on the new one. I got laid off, it's Monday. I'm calling to tell you it don't sit with me well. I feel like I failed you. You say we got each other and that's plenty enough, and I know that's true. But we got one kid coming, one still in diapers. It's a rainy drive home with a one good wiper, leave the porch light on. I need a beacon just to pull me to you. Well, if I ever lost you, I would be lost too, just drifting in a sea of blue. You're in my skin like a rose tattoo. Like a rose tattoo. Like a rose tattoo. Now the economy's crashing and this poor boy's laughing, 'cause there's nothing to lose. We don't live in no mansion, there's no bling to put on, only Walmart fashion will do. Inside the house, the baby's screaming, the pasta's steaming, and I look through the windows. It feels like I'm dreaming. You pull the door open, say, Daddy, when you're coming home. Baby, if I lost you, I would be lost too, just drifting in a sea of blue. In my skin like a rose tattoo, like a rose tattoo, like a rose tattoo. And you say we'll fight for the best case scenario, and then you put Van Morrison on the stereo. Sure, there's trouble in the boardrooms, trouble in the factories, trouble in the alleys out back. But we've got love in these patterns, and love is what matters. And baby, I got your back. I've got your back. I've got your back. If I ever lost you, I would be lost too, just drifting in a sea of blue. You're in my skin like a rose tattoo, like a rose tattoo, like a rose tattoo, like a rose tattoo. Like a rose tattoo.
Rose Tattoo itself is new CD, The Day After Everything Changed. And for some reason, it sounds like a road song to me. Rose Tattoo. Am I right?
Well, yeah, there's a guy driving around. He's driving home from work, but it's a good song to listen to while driving.
Are you doing
even a golf cart or a pogo stick, whatever you're into.
Are you doing most of your riding on the road? I mean, and I'll tell you why I'm asking that after you answer.
Well, yeah, I'd say there's a lot of car imagery in the songs. Generally, a lot of different places, a lot of different towns are mentioned. So yeah, it affects what I'm writing about.
Now, the reason I did ask that is you've got this connection to Woody Guthrie that keeps coming up every time I try to find something out about you. First of all, you've got the Woody Guthrie tattoo.
Yeah.
And I won't need to ask you to see it because I'll just believe that it's there.
Fortunately for radio, you can't let your listeners see it.
He's got the long sleeve shirt on, so we will forego that. But there's some other connections here. You are an honorary citizen of Woody Guthrie's birthplace, Okama.
Yeah.
Oklahoma. Very nice.
Yeah, and it's pronounced Okima. You don't want to make that mistake in town.
I will never, ever again say Okama. It's Okima. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And Woody's probably at least struggling in his grave right now. What in the world? And speaking of...
he was cremated, so it's okay.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Well, he does have a headstone there, but he was thrown into the water at Coney Island by his family when he passed away.
That's
so
incredible.
He's rolling in the ocean somewhere.
You know a lot about the man.
I do, yeah.
As a matter of fact, you got to meet his daughter, Nora, at a Woody Guthrie tribute concert at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I'm just going to throw a little quote out here. I found this on your website, so you already know about it. Personally, Ellis, I'm going where you're going. She must have liked you.
Yeah, she does. She's a good friend of mine, actually. She's become a good friend because of the tattoo, actually. That's how she tracked me down at a big conference in Washington, D.C.
Does she think it was a good likeness?
Yeah, she loved it. You know, the weird thing about it, I'll tell you the story real quick.
Go ahead.
I was going around a turnstile, one of those plexiglass turnstiles at a convention for folk music in Washington, D.C., and she was in the turnstile with me, and she said through the plexiglass, "I want to see your tattoo." So I brought her into the bar, and, we sat down, had a drink, and then I showed her the tattoo, and a crowd gathered around to see what we were doing. And a guy named Michael was there, okay. And he was a DJ from Germany, and they met around the tattoo, the two of them, and they ended up getting married in about 6 months.
No kidding.
So,
That is insane.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. Around their father's face, which was... really bizarre. So I'm kind of their Cupid, or
you know what?
Or their father introduced him.
The ghost of Woody,
yeah,
right there on your arm. Is
that
on
right.
your shoulder?
He said, "Yeah, it is." Okay. And he set them up, I guess, in a way. I was just the vehicle.
Absolutely, the coolest thing I've ever heard in my life. What is the connection? What's the deal with Woody? You know, I mean, obviously you got some. We'll talk about you're starting out on the road, but what is the connection to Woody? I mean, why the fascination? What's up with that?
Well, I think it's the same for all of us. There's a commitment to writing songs that are real. There's no commercial bent to how he's writing. He's just trying to write about, he's sort of a journalist, historian, social commentator. And he was, we use him as a blueprint for our mission statement for what we're doing as folk musicians out on the road. And that's...
Tell me what your mission statement is.
Well, it's about writing songs that reflect, the things that are wrong and some things that are right about the world and how to make them better, basically. And that's generally what I do. He's got pretty big shoes. I don't expect to fill them, but I expect to kind of kick him forward.
Plus, you've got this magical tattoo that's,
Yeah, it's obviously...
Part of the statement is just right there on your arm. Thank God for the career-ending knee injury, right?
I did have, yeah. I was an athlete for a while.
Now, what I mean by that, folks, is that Ellis were on a track scholarship.
Yeah, to Boston College back in the day.
Blew out your knee, and as a result, ended up writing songs. Am I right?
Yes, that's the story. You've done your research. This is good.
Well, it's on your website.
I don't read that thing.
But, tell us, was it something you'd been thinking about? My track career is gone. I think I'll pick up the guitar. What was up with that? How'd that work out?
Well, you know, I always was sort of an artistic kid growing up, and my dad was trying to push me towards the bigger guy sports like basketball and football and all that. And I started running because it was the thing that wasn't getting in the way of all the music stuff I was doing in high school. And it was at the very beginning of the school year and at the very end of the school year. So the middle portion of the year, I could just do music. And then I went to college and none of that was happening creatively. I wasn't doing any music, so I missed it a lot. And so when the injury came, I just picked up a guitar and started playing and playing and playing. And
can you remember your first song? What was it, right? What was it like writing your first song?
Yeah, it was awful. It was a song about a Vietnam vet coming back to his farm town. It's pretty heavy duty for like an 18-year-old kid to be writing.
When was that? You're not that old. When was that?
1980, probably 4, 85, somewhere around there.
So, still resonates.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It wasn't a very good song, but I think I won a little open mic contest with it, though, in a clap-off contest with someone else.
Contest. Yeah. Did you have the tattoo by then, or did you?
No, that came about 10 years later. Yeah.
I was going to say it might have been the tattoo. You know?
Yeah. Got to use it to my advantage.
Yeah. Maybe you can show the audience tonight down at the Kentucky.
I don't know if they want to see it.
Yes, they do.
It's faded. It looks more like
Burl Ives
and Woody Guthrie.
They do a television broadcast. So.
Oh, really?
They didn't do that last time. It's been updated. Wear the short sleeve T-shirt and, maybe roll it up there.
All right.
And say you just got off the boxcar and it rolled into town.
All right.
Okay, excellent. Play another one for us.
Sure.
What are you going to play?
This is called Take All the Sky You Need. Okay. I'm just tuning it a little bit. We had a hell of a time finding you in here today. You're connected to this other building. It's kind of interesting how you guys...
It's a secret.
Yeah.
Secret
you're,
place.
You're tucked away quietly. Turn a blue eye on me, and you look right through me. You said, define what you think freedom means. If you want freedom, I said, let's wake up this lullaby town. We could blow through found and lift a dust cloud, break the speed of sound, break free. And you said to me, if you want to run, I'll pack my suitcase. And if you want to stay, I'll make a front door key. If you need to fly free, you take all the sky you need, you need. If I climb to the rooftop, look down at my story, it swallows me. There's a full moon horizon, the taillights keep calling. Will you follow me, freedom? I need to know who I am, freedom. I'm like a moth in your hand, sweet freedom. Till I fly, do I stand? I fall on my knees. If you wanna run, I'll pack my suitcase. And if you wanna stay, If you need space to fly free, take all the sky, take all the sky, take all the sky you need, you need.
Ellis Paul, thanks so much for stopping by.
Appreciate it, man.
Please come back.
Yeah, I will. I'm so glad I found you.